والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم والتابعين لهم الدين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم ارزقنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء، ونعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب له. اللهم ألهمنا وسددنا، اللهم ألهمنا رشدنا وقنا شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. اللهم افتح علينا فتحا مبينا يا رب العالمين. اللهم اكرمنا ولا تهنا، اللهم اعزنا ولا تذلنا يا رب العالمين. امين يا رب العالمين. يا ودود يا ودود يا ودود، يا كريم يا حليم، يا رب العرش العظيم، يا مولانا يا الله. Always anything start with the name of Allah and درود صلاة على النبي. You have to believe it will be barakah inshaAllah. And anything doesn't have the name of Allah and no صلاة على النبي is no barakah. And this you apply it not to only talk and action. By the way, I know we might have some sister, I hope the sister in here, they have to believe they are part of the ummah. And when somebody asks question, I really like when I go to places, I hear the sister ask question too. And we teach them, is this the only time for them they can talk? And they really open, you know, and say, because this is the only place they can gain the ultimate wisdom in their life. You know, because it makes me feel sad when I go all over and I find sister do not talk. And they have a lot of question, a lot of concern, but nobody answer them and nobody talking to them, and they learn to let it go inside and that's it. What's the wisdom? What's the benefit? Nothing. It hurts the ummah. By this way, the sister who are here, if you coming with your own will and you really want benefit, feel free in any time to raise any question or any concern like anybody, any one of us. Allahumma salli ala al-habib al-Mustafa. We have in here today, something came in my heart when I was coming. Number one, like I always say, every situation, we have the medication. Where is the medication? In Quran. If you want to know exactly what's happening to us, is in Quran. If you have some situation and some question, we go ahead and take care about it. What do you have? What do you have in your heart? Tell me. Share with me, all of you. What is the major topic you have in your heart? And all your sister, also you are involved, inshallah. If you have any question, any concern, raise it.
Well, I have a question about, you know, dawa work. I mean, like, I feel very hesitant on approaching anybody now. I was very much open before the incident.
Yeah.
And now it's like almost like you trying to keep quiet instead of like approaching somebody, because people are so oppressive right now. They are very, they are not very close right now. They are not open, willing to listen to anything you want to say.
Okay.
So, what is the best thing to do? Should we just keep quiet, or should we wait until things calm down?
Okay. Some of the people who teach me da'wah, they said da'wah is a work of Allah. And when Allah tell us do da'wah, what He said? اِدْعُ إِلَى سَبِيلِ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوَعِذَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ. Give da'wah to people with wisdom. Number one is wisdom. But people do not understand. Can you teach me a wisdom? Can you get me a book? It teach me wisdom? No. Wisdom located in Quran and Sunnah. Wisdom located by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He's Hakim, the owner of all the wisdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whoever I give him wisdom, I give him the ultimate gift. خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا خَيْرًا عَظِيمًا. I give him a lot, bounty. Now where I get wisdom from? Allah. How I get it? Sacrifice. And also, I tell anybody come closer to me, cut your head off. You have to cut your head off. We are slaves to shaitan for a long time. enough is enough. You see, every time we want to do dawah mathematic, we want to do dawah biology, we want to do dawah banking. No, dawah is not like that. You have to go to the owner of dawah. Who's the owner of dawah? Allah. But that's why even before you approach anyone, do you talk to Allah? Talk to yourself. Oh Allah, so and so, inside your heart. So and so in here, I won't give him dawah, Allah. How I give this person dawah, Allah? How I give my neighbor dawah, Allah? Oh Allah, open my heart, ya Allah. You made two rak'ah to Allah. Oh Allah, open for me, ya Allah. Oh allow me, ya Allah. Put in my tongue and my heart what benefit for me and for them, ya Allah. You keep seeking Allah. If you seek Allah and He's Alim, He will give you. He's Hakim, He will give you. But imagine, if you want to do da'wah, you do not want to seek Allah help, you do not want to seek Allah knowledge, you do not want to seek Allah wisdom, what you want to get? You want to get shaitan. What shaitan will tell you? Look at the condition. Look how they look at you. Look at this. Look at that. And he keep bubbling you up. Who's now bubbling up? Shaitan. Your nafs. It's not Allah. Because you never want to go to Allah. Why Allah will open for you any mean or any understanding when you do not go to Allah? Because if you go to Allah, automatically Allah will lead you. Or exactly what you're doing now. You ask somebody who knows. And the person who knows, he will tell you what to do. And also da'wah is unique. Each situation is unique. Each person is unique. Each time is unique. And we also have to be aware about something. Da'wah, it needs a lot of iman and yaqeen. You cannot be a slave to condition. You are a slave to Allah. Allah can make the condition belong to you. Only if you are believing in Allah. Yes, the condition is odds. People are so rough or tough or in anger and upset. Do you try to do the first da'wah? Do you know the first da'wah is generosity? To be kind, to have good manner. Is that what you talk about Islam? No. Believe me, if you do first the first two parts, the third part will come alone, automatically. I promise you that by the will of Allah. If you do number one, generosity, kindness, good manner, and you have a lot of zeal in your heart, with a lot of dua and crying at night, Allah will open for you. What Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu said? He said, if you like to own a person, do you know what you do? He said, drown him in your own generosity. You will own him. You will own him. You will own his heart. But today we want to do da'wah by talk. It doesn't work. Because we cannot cheat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot lie to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, He wants sacrifice. Imagine one incident in early da'wah when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going to valley. I forget the name. And he heard before he will go, what's the condition? They said, ya Rasulullah, the whole tribe is hunger. The whole tribe did not eat for a long time. They have a drought for many years. Do you know what he did? He went to buy 100 camels. He bought 100 camels and he take it with him. And he slaughtered 100 camels. And he start feeding people. And after they feed people, they ask him, oh Abu al-Qasim, oh Muhammad Salah, why you came? He said, I want to tell you a message. This is a message. And nobody embraced Islam. He cursing? No. He did his job. He tried. He made dua and he left. He said, I wish I do not give 100 camel. Maybe 100 goat is way enough. Why are you doing it? Like one brother today, he asked me, why we give books? The companion did not give books. Yes, the companion did not give books. The companion give life. Today, somebody tell me, oh, we just send them internet. We try to find the cheapest way. We do not want sacrifice. We do not want to spend, but we want people to know Islam. We're really a liar. Big liar. Look at the companion. Why Abu Bakr Siddiq, he get his status? He spent his money. In the beginning of da'wah, in the beginning of revelation, he has six shops. Another report, he has 11 shops. Some even went to, he has 66 shops. Anyway, he was very rich. Abu Bakr Siddiq in time of immigration, what he have? Everybody know it. Every Muslim know it. He have nothing. Where his money? He spend it in da'wah and supporting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What about Umar ibn Khattab? What about Uthman ibn Affan? What about Khadija radiallahu anha, his wife? Because if you look in Mecca, jihad in Mecca was three style. Number one is spending, because you have two kind of Muslim at this time, poor people and rich people, and the rich people supporting the poor people, finished. And da'wah was tongue, meaning da'wah was Quran. It was no fight in Mecca, no fight at all, none. And the third one was brotherhood and sisterhood. But not like us. Some kisses and hugging and go. And you do not know nothing about your brother. He can be dying tonight from hunger and you do not care about it. You are fine, and that's it. We do not really from our heart willing to have a brotherhood and sisterhood. We're not willing to really have the bond for Allah. You see, this bond, unless it comes, nothing else will come. And this bond do not come by smiling and laughing and running. No. It comes by real life, real sacrificing, real unity. This is how you're building the ummah. But this is the beginning of da'wah. Allah knows how much you do have, how much you spend in your family, how much you spend in da'wah. Are you spending $10 a month? Are you spending $10 a week? How much are you spending? 2% from your income? 1% from your income? 50% of your income? How much you spend? You know who's knowing all this information? Allah. And you cannot cheat him. I was telling a couple of brothers before I came today, you really want to see opening from Allah? Sacrifice. Sacrifice once it reach over a third. Over a third and up, you will start to see big opening in your heart, in your eyes. Where I get it from? Because it's the minimum. The minimum sacrifice was in Mecca was third. But everybody was running, do, non-stop. Nobody was thinking how much I'm giving. Everybody was worried about how much is not giving. You see the difference? We're so stuck. We are in jail. We're really in jail. In jail of our own dunya. These people, when they die, when they sleep at night and they do not spend in one day, they cry. They cannot go to sleep. They said, how I can beat Allah today if I do not spend tonight? They're thinking for Islam. Islam, not me. Me and my family go, but Islam go up. This is Islam. If all the 1.5 billion die, but Islam rise, in the eye of Allah is much better than all of us gain weight, have more cars, more houses, and Islam go down. It's going down in the heart, it's going down in our wife, it's going down in our kids, it's going down in the whole ummah, it's going down in all earth. And we keep watching. And we're happy because situation come down. It's almost like we need to get beat up so severe before we start moving. And it will be coming too late. I said it to some brother today and he didn't like what I said. If the situation gets rough, Allah will snatch the iman. Allah will snatch the iman from the heart. You have a dot of hypocrite, it's finished. The hypocrite will grow. You have iman, Allah will save you. It's no medium. It's no combination. And it's coming. Wallahi is coming, I swear by Allah. I do not know the ghaib, I know the sunnah of Allah. Because look at us now. One brother asked me a few minutes ago, he told me, I heard about many Pakistani family is going back home. I'm not a scholar. I'm not a mufti, but I can tell you this. Run whatever you want. All your running, it will be wasted. You came in here for dunya. Dunya coming down, you run again for dunya. You're not running for Allah. You're not moving for Allah. You're not moving you and your family for Allah. You're afraid you're losing your business. You're afraid situation get rough. What about Islam? You don't care about Islam. Do you think is the situation in Pakistan, mashallah? I challenge you. People go with money coming back, empty money. The family, no? Take care about the money. Between all the bribe and all the snatching and all this, and all the lying and cheating, they will make you lose your money. You see, the same thing in Middle East. All the majority of Muslim country today, they have mafia, big mafia. They will never allow you to make any business. You never. The small people will keep snatching small piece by small piece. Before you know, your money is gone. This one will want 10, 100, 10, 100, 10, 100, 10, 100, just to do some paperwork. And before you know it, it's gone. I'm saying something wrong, brother?
All right. But, excuse me, some of the people that may have gone for the Islam also, we never know. You.
Sure. Some I'm talking about intention. Gone. Intention.
Yeah.
Intention. I'm not talking... You see, I do not know how they go. Why they go? I'm talking about principle now. Are you coming to America for Allah or coming for dunya? Are you going back home for Allah or for dunya? If you're going for dunya, you're finished. If you said, I'm trying to save my family, you are a liar too. Because save it from what? If you make more money, you're staying. If the money go down, you're leaving. The topic is not Islam. The topic is not deen. The topic is money. The topic is money. And even those who think they're going to save their family by Islam, all our country is a mess too. You know why? Because nobody's working. Working for Allah. Yes, it's a small amount, but the majority is sleeping. I'm talking about the majority now, not the minority. Yes, it's a very beautiful Muslim all over, but a small amount, very tiny, and the majority is sleeping. So sleeping. And if you study Islam and just you read the topic of Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahy an Munkar, when the Ummah has a problem, even the minority will not be safe from Allah. Because the minority has to do what I'm doing now. You have to warn the people. You have to let them know. You have to try to do the maximum you can. You have to. You have no choice. You cannot be quiet. You cannot anymore. By this way, this time is nothing to do with talking, it's doing. Sequence of da'wah, you have to give. You have to give. You have to cut some budget from your money. And you have to really try. You have to have the zeal. What about after that? You have to be patient. This is another pillar in Mecca. Do you know yesterday? Wallahi, yesterday something at night happened to me, I was shocked. A girl did not embrace Islam yet. She did not embrace Islam yet. And I'm sitting with many sisters and one brother. And this brother, he keep arguing with me about one topic. Do you know who gave me the right answer? The girl did not embrace Islam yet. And not only give it to me by English, she give it to me by Arabic. Because she started to study Arabic. When he keep arguing, I ask, what Allah want now, after da'wah, and after all he tried to do? She answered me, sabr, patient. I said, subhanallah. I tell her, if you're not a female, I kiss you. Because I love the soul Allah put it in her. She has a beautiful soul, because this soul is pure. She see and she comprehend. Why we cannot see and comprehend? Because we are veiled. Allah do not allow us to understand. Why is the heart not for Allah? This why? In Mecca, we're spending, sacrificing with time. We're running like chicken without head. But how much effort we really do? We talk, meeting. What is the outcome? Nothing. MashaAllah. We did it for 30 years and we won't do it again. Is enough? Is that enough? I was telling to one brother, he keep asking me very beautiful question, but none of them is big. What is makruh? What is munazzah? What is mustahab? It's a beautiful question, but we're in a time Islam is going down. This reminds me by some people watch the program about what going on in Afghanistan last week in CNN. Anybody watch it? Some people watch it. Do you watch it, brother?
I read the news.
No, but
what's the show?
You know, they show you all this, you know, a woman, they put her and they shot her in the head,
yeah,
and all the poor people and many situation in Afghanistan. And I ask people very simple. When Taliban inherit Afghanistan, they inherit Afghanistan after 30 approximately years of wars. Actually close to 40 years between the time they start the war with Russia and you add another 10 to 14 years with each other, the Mujahideen. Do you know who is the victim really during all this time? Women. You have women from age 1 to 35. I'm just taking you to this just period of time. From 1 to 35, this woman are between widow, have no husband, nobody at all. Bear with me for a moment. How many million of them? Anybody knows the average number? Brother Tai, do you know the average number? Total in Afghanistan? Woman, just woman, with no husband.
3 million?
According to my statistics, the one I know, the old one, between 3 to 7 million. Because you add to those also the handicapped.
Yeah.
All the one have no limbs, have nothing, has no eyes, you know, have a lot of damage in their body. All together, you average 5 million. Now let's bear with me step by step. Is this 5 million women and handicapped people? Between women and children. This number can go up to the 6 to 7 million now, when you add the children and the elder too. Now, who educated them Islamically in last 35 years? How much dawah do you receive? Tell me. What kind of dawah do you get? And from whom? For how long? I tell you, very minimum. Minimum to nothing. Minimum to nothing. A lot of these people, they do not know. They just hear, do, don't, do, don't, do, don't. But they know really what's going on? No. Now, you take this country. You want to implement Sharia. You believe in Sharia. Who tell you to take an ignorant woman and implementing Sharia right away? Where is the mercy? Do you heard about the word mercy? Af, maghfira? Do you know in the time of the beginning of Sharia, is Rasulullah was doing that? No way. No way. Where is all the 60 or 70 or 80 scholar? They do not know revelation came gradually? Imagine if you go and once you take all this country, I announce to all the Muslim ummah, please, this is our situation. We have 7 million women has no husband. Please, people, all the Muslims around the world, come get a wife. Come pick up your own wife. This number one. Because even if I educate them, I give them food, they have a need. When I was young, almost 6, 7 years old, I never forget it. I know a lot of people do not understand it, but this is the truth. This scholar, he was 90-something years old. After I heard him, by 1 year he died. He was sitting crying. And after he was sitting crying in an audience of thousands, you know what he said? He said one verse in Quran. If the ummah implement, the whole ummah change. Everybody waiting. What the verse in Quran will change the ummah? He said, Mathna wa thulatha wa ruba. 2 and 3 and 4. He said, O men, go marry the woman. We keep complaining about women. We complain about women doing mischief, but we leave them alone. And for any sister, she hear my talk now, and she doesn't like polygamy. She doesn't like to have another husband, has another wife. Ask yourself, is really fair, is mercy for you to live in a beautiful house and you have million and million of women all over? Is you have nobody at all? Is this fair? Is this mercy? I'm trying to think, where is the mercy in the Ummah? Where is the mercy? How many rich men all over in the Muslim Ummah can marry one and two and three and make them live with dignity? And now you take care about 7 million. Now you have no hunger. You have no problem. And now your problem will be minimum. One verse. One topic. But who? Where is the woman? And when? Where is the really woman who really believe in Allah and she want share for Allah? Where is the husband? Where is the man who really want sacrifice for Allah? But we take it as in our own mind. We do not think for mercy. Like one scholar, the same scholar used to say, he said, you can knock in the door of a woman and give her money, give her clothing, support her in every mean. But what about her need? How are you going to take care about that? And now this number is coming 7 to 1 in the Ummah now. 7 to 1. Even if every man marry 4 women, today you have another 3 women for every 7 has no husband. Imagine. I'm just sharing with you a small topic to show you where's the mercy. Sharia did not come 1, 2, 3. I was saying yesterday, can you go wudu and you start with your feet? You can. It has a sequence. Sequence is part of Sharia. By this way, when you implement Sharia, when you implement anything in Islam, you have to think about the sequence. And the sequence has to be according to the level of the people. Somebody said, oh, but Sharia is already complete. Allah said He completed. Rasulullah completed. Completed in a time with people Allah chose them to complete it. Over 23 years. You want to ignore the 23 years and you take the last 1 year and implement it? To whom? I do not understand the mentality of our Muslim scholar. May Allah forgive them. And do we not see what's going on today? Yesterday, a halakha with many women, supposed to be the teacher in their own locality. Teacher in their own locality. They study tajweed, Quran, tafsir, sunnah, everything. Arabic, grammar. But they have no iman. They have no yaqeen. Backbiting, namima, all kind of disease of dunya. Why? Because the way even our teacher teaching is wrong. We're teaching now Islam academically, Western style. Come on, for 2 years, we teach you Arabic, grammar, Quran, hadith, out. But you don't even go step by step to the person, how much he digests. I know some of you as a doctor. Imagine I go to a patient, I tell him, this is the medication. Take it all the way it is, and that's it. Go. Can you do that as a doctor? You can. Even if the medication you believe is 100% correct, a body reaction can happen. Some medication can be very good, but it has side effect in the stomach, in the heart, in the lungs, in the nerve system. You have to balance it. You have to check the person every day. You have to be very close to the person and make sure his body and his feeling is going with the medication together. And you have to follow up and to make sure he's doing it in the right way. What about Islam? What about the knowledge? We're just dumping knowledge and that's it. Is the person really receive it? Is the person, his soul is really have it? Is his developing the manner? Are you explaining to him all these verses from what is meaning? What's the wisdom behind it? What it revealed at this time? What's the lesson we can take from it? This is Islam. If you look at the revelation, revelation came some time. Rasulullah will receive one surah, but he will not give it to the companion one surah. He will give them the surah step by step, chapter by chapter, verses by verses, according to condition. All the ahkam came in the end. What we learn from that? What's another question, Brother Mahmoud?
Last one, wearing cap.
Oh, and another question was, what is a hukm, or what is a, according to Sharia and Sunnah, when a person makes salah, he wear cap or no cap? He put kufi or no kufi? Believe me, it might sound very small, but let me tell you something, I said it before. Do you know why I decided to answer this now? Is more than that. Wearing a cap, and listen to me, I'm not a mufti, I'm not a scholar, I'm nobody, but I'm telling you something. What I'm going to tell you next, I challenge. If another scholar can tell me I'm wrong, do you know why? Because the information I'm not going to tell you by me. I'm going to tell you this information by the early major scholar in the Ummah. One of them is the one you see his books all over, giving the ultimate fatwa, Imam Ahmad ibn Taymiyyah. They call him at his time, Shaykh al-Islam. What he said, and many other scholars, many early scholars, they agree. Wearing kufi or cap in a time of salah is sunnah, is recommended, is adab. Wearing a kufi in a street is fard when you're living in a non-Muslim country. Do you know why? By this way, Muslim can know you are a Muslim and you can give da'wah. It's almost like Imam Shafi'i, he said, abusing water in your house is makruh. Abusing water in a masjid is haram. Why? He said, abusing water in your house is your money, is makruh. Abusing water in a masjid is the money of the Muslim, is stealing. And he considered stealing. Similar, my brother, if I deny to wear a kufi in a Muslim country, is not a big deal. I will have only bad manner with Allah. That's it. According to some understanding. Because when you really study why Rasulullah wear a kufi, called Qulunsuwa, by real Arabic, okay, is adab. Who teach him that? Jibreel alayhi salam. They said, no, because he's Arabic. And he used to wear imama like the rest of the Arab. And the Arab, even the kuffar, wear imama too. But if you study, all messenger prophets used to cover their head. Men and women. Anyway, why is he said to wear kufi outside is mandatory, almost fard? Because he said, this is the way you can distinguish each other. This is the way you can give salam to each other. This is the way you can help each other. This is the way if any sister walking in the street and she needs help, she can say, you are a Muslim, come here, help me. But imagine if she's now in a situation, what's she going to do in the street? You can be passing by. You will not give her salam. You do not know what's going on. She doesn't know what's going on. In a time of a problem, who she will call? And you will be responsible in the front of Allah. And also for da'wah purpose. We talk about it. The Sikh is very happy with their imama. And they take it from us. The Hindus, they have something. The Buddhists, they shave their head. The Jewish, they have their own head. And we are shy to have a kufi. And we're ready to shave the beard and take the kufi off, put the Yankee on, and that's it. You know? And it happened already. It happened massive. I have non-Muslim coming to me and telling me, where is a Muslim in such and such a street? We used to see plenty of them. No more. And this is a tiny shake by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By this way, this question is a very tiny question, but it has a lot. It has a lot. One brother tell me, what is makruh? What's the difference between makruh and haram? Haram is haram by Allah and by Rasulullah. Makruh meaning the best word for it by English is not recommended. What it means not recommended? We have to see first who is not recommended for us. Imagine if Rasulullah said to me, I do not recommend you to do that. What it mean? He know it can harm me. This why the early people, some of the early people, take makruh equal almost to haram, but from wara, not from ahkam. Because he cannot say it is a hukm. If he said that is haram by itself. Word haram and halal is big, big, heavy. We use it sometime, just used. No, it's heavy. Because haram is what Allah make it haram. Halal is what Allah make it halal. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam too. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah give me Quran, and he give me with it equal to the Quran with me. Allah anzal al-Quran wa mithlahu ma'i, and similar with me, which is the Sunnah. And this is what we're neglecting today also. We worry about the Sunnah is two rak'ah before, two rak'ah after, and that's it. Any question, sister, any concern about any topic?
No.
Was that?
No.
MashaAllah. Any question, any concern?
So now you consider that people be shave their beard and take their head, this type of hypocrites, or
Allah
is he scared?
You see what happened?
Or
okay, I cannot go in specific and say this man is such and such.
No,
this
belongs generally.
This belongs between the person and Allah. But this is show you the status of the person, iman. Very simple.
Weakness.
Very, very weakness. This weakness can go between weakness and hypocrite. How? This now will go according to the intention and the status of your heart, which is between you and Allah. We only can judge from outside. Inside is belong to you and Allah.
How is the fear? Like it's too much fear.
You see, again, too much fear. First, we do not have a cause for too much fear. We do not have it yet. We the one we bubble it up. We the one we increase it. And instead of showing strength, we showing weakness. Instead of occupying our masajid, and we invite people, and we talk to them, we run and we close the masajid and close the school. Do you think if you close it will really benefit you? Okay, situation get tough. Let's go to the second level now. Like one person asked me yesterday. Believe me, one person, a reporter actually asked me, what happened to you guys if the people start attacking you? I said to him the truth. We would be like a bunch of chicken in a slaughterhouse. They will take whatever they like. We have no leadership. We have no planning. We have no communication. We have no system. We have no way of defending ourselves. We have nothing. We have nothing. Imagine if you are in your house, him in his house, him in his house, every local people will take you and your family for nothing in a few minutes. You know, we are so sleeping and we do not see it. Do you have any internal system between you and other Muslims? No. We cannot even gather to do a basic da'wah. This is a condition. This why, I believe without no doubt, I said it in the past, we are just in the edge of the beginning of Mecca. Just in the beginning, we are entering in the beginning of Mecca. And a lot of people will fall. Meaning a lot of people, the iman will be snatched. Because once Mecca start, either you be a Muslim or no Islam. Because Mecca has no hypocrite. Because at this time, to be a Muslim, you might be died. You might be killed. I have one sister, she wanted me to make halaqah with a bunch of sisters in one house, And after everybody agreed, she called me back after 2 hours, and she told me, excuse me, forgive me, you know, the sister get scared, and her husband tell her, no any Islamic gathering in my house now. They might be watching us, and I do not want the trouble. What are we going to do? You see? This is our condition. We have to understand and respect who we are and where we are. Because once I know where am I can start from there. I said it before. Now, if no any question, let's go to some of the verses in Quran. You have any question, any concern? Can Brother Mahmoud give me one Quran, please?
Do you want to repeat those ayat from Surah Hud, which you did last time?
No, it's different now. You can have one, two, because I will tell you which verse and you recite it in English. But loud, please. Loud and clear. Nice, loud and clear. Wow, this is very small. I cannot see.
You want a regular Quran?
Yes, any Quran with a little bit big print. No, this is much better. This is smaller. I said before, all the surah in Quran, it has a name of messenger or prophet. What it mean? It revealed approximately in the 9 years in Mecca. And all of them came for something very important. What is it? To calm Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam down, and also to teach Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is what happened to you, happened to people before you. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Anbiya. I want to do it very quick, even without translation, not too much, because I have many messages beautiful from Quran. If we read them one by one, we will exactly know what's going on now. By this way, if you go to Surah Al-Anbiya 1-4, it said, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقترب للناس حسابهم وهم في غفلة معرضون ما يأتيهم من ذكر من ربهم محدث إلا استمعوه وهم يلعبون لاهية قلوبهم وأسروا النجوى الذين ظلموا هل هذا إلا بشر مثلكم أفتأتون السحر وأنتم تبصرون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it's getting near to mankind, to their judgment, and they are in astray, and they deny, mu'aridun, not only ghafla, not only stray, not only sleeping, but only mu'aridun, deny. No any reminder coming to them from their Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except they hear it, and they are in the middle of playing. If you remember many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explaining to us what we're doing in this life is lahb, until it is really belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now let's go to the end. Because what happened is all the surah start with messenger and prophet name. You have a message in the beginning, message in the end. And the message in the beginning usually for mankind. The message in the end usually for believer, for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the companion. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he said, إِنَّ فِي هَذَا لَبَلَاغًا لِقَوْمٍ عَابِدِينَ. This is a reminder and a warning, not anybody, to the qawmin abidin, to people worshipper. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we did not send you except as a mercy to mankind. Everyone think about this verse very well. Because one scholar, he said, if you believe in the teaching of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rahmah to mankind. And he said, anyone come close to Rasulullah, he's coming to the mercy of Allah. Any time you get closer to the teaching of Rasulullah, you're getting to the mercy of Allah. You want more rahmah? Get closer. What is the ultimate rahmah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The way he deals with people. It's different between the rahmah which in a state of worship and the rahmah between him and the mankind. And this is the ultimate. قل إنما يوحى إلي إنما إلهكم إله واحد فهل أنتم مسلمون. Say, ya Muhammad, I reveal to you, your Lord is one. Are you a Muslim? فإن تولوا, if they run away, فقل آذنتكم على سواء وإن أدري أقريب أم بعيد ما توعدون. I, if they run away, I remind you and I warn you, it might be near or far what Allah promised you, meaning the torture. إِنَّهُ يَعْلَمُ الْجَهْرَ مِنَ الْقَوْلِ وَيَعْلَمْ مَا تَكْتُمُونَ. He knows what you see, what you're doing and what is hidden. وَإِنْ أَدْرِي لَعَلَّهُ فِتْنَةٌ لَكُمْ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَىٰ حِينٌ. Maybe it is a fitna. وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَىٰ حِينٌ. This is what we have today. Is a fitna. وَمَتَاعٌ. We happy with what we have. إِلَىٰ حِينٌ. حِين in Arabic, it meaning a time has end. قَالَ رَبِّحْكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. Oh Allah, you judge us with the truth. وَرَبُّنَا الرَّحْمَنُ الْمُسْتَعَانَ عَلَى مَا تَصِفُونَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful of what you're doing. Surah Al-Hajj, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. Again, a reminder of the Day of Judgment. If you want, take this as a homework. 1 to 5. Al-Hajj, 1 to 5. And after that, 6 to 10, 11 to 15, 30 to 32, 34 to 35, 38 to 41, 42 to 46. I can repeat them again.
Al-Hajj.
Al-Hajj. Exactly. Yes. But these particular verses, if you really read it carefully, it will tell you exactly what's going on now. For example, we have look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said from 57 to 64, actually to the end of the surah, but we're going to take some small area. وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ قُتُلُوا أَوْ مَاتُوا. I'm going to just read quick some of the translation. Those who migrate in the path of Allah and they died, Allah will give them the rizq. And he is the best provider. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ عَاقَبَ بِمِثْلِ مَا عُوقِبَ بِهِ ثُمَّ بُغِيَ عَلَيْهِ. Whoever deal with other in the same way, and after that they oppress him, Allah will give him victory. لَيَنْصُرَنَّهُ اللَّهُ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَفُوٌ غَفُورٌ. What I can tell you, I can keep going and going and going, because it's very beautiful. I'm going to give you the verses and take it as a homework. And after that, I'll give you some of the other story. For example, if you read also the story of Hud, the story of Saleh, do you know how Allah ended? He ended with a very beautiful word. He said, this is the one, they was so arrogant, and they built, and they think they are controlling everything. I destroy them. And this I will destroy, anyone will do the same. If I'm a Muslim, what is the message? Nothing go up forever. Nothing go up forever. But are we ready to, when Allah bring down the oppressor, are we ready to have the quality? This is why if you ask me today, what is the most important action you do? Build Iman and Yaqeen. Build Iman and Yaqeen. Build Iman and Yaqeen, because we do not have it. Build Iman and Yaqeen. Build the truthfulness of Islam inside of you. To when the time come, Allah will give you the key. Because if you do not have the quality, you will be with them. Look at this verse, very beautiful, about our condition also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَإِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتَكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاتَّقُونَ. This is your ummah, one ummah. وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ, fear me. Is today we are one ummah? No. We are all pieces all over. Look what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said exactly after that. فَتَقَطَّعُوا أَمْرَهُمْ. They cut their action between each other. كُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرَحُونَ. Every group
happy.
With what they have, happy. فَذَرْهُمْ فِي غَمْرَتْهِمْ حَتَّى حِينَ. Leave them. Look what Allah said. Be careful now, because you're seeing it now in action. Afghanistan announced against Pakistan. Pakistan against that. It's a group in the north against the south. South, you see, do not blame America, please, stop it. Because if I'm a Muslim, I will never do that. You give me billion, I'm not going to do it. Nobody tells them to fight for 14 years against each other. Why do you not sit down together and have mashura and finish it? You know? But Allah said, فَذَرْهُمْ فِي غَمْرَتْهِمْ حَتَّى حِينَ. Leave them in their own illusion. Allah call it illusion, حتى حين, until again a time. أَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّمَا نَبُدَّهُمْ بِهِ مِنْ مَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. Do you think what we give them is goodness from us? No. Is actually a plot and plan from Allah. And they, I do not know. وَلَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And after that Allah said, those who are saved. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ رَبِّهِمْ مُشْفِقُونَ. Those who have خَشْيَة, those who have taqwa, they fear from what Allah is doing. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ يُؤْمِنُونَ. And those with the ayat of Allah and the ayat of what going on, they are a believer. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِرَبِّهِمْ لَا يُشْرِكُونَ. You see how Allah precise? And those who believe in Allah without shirk. Let me tell you honest, all of us have different level of shirk. And this is why we have to work it very quick to clean it from inside. Because fear, if you fear too much, more than Allah is shirk. If you love too much, more than Allah is shirk. Today you find out, oh my daughter, oh my son, oh my wife, oh my husband, love too much. Because the love of Allah and Rasulullah is not there. وَالَّذِينَ يَؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ. Meaning those who really spend and do, they doing it, And even they know it with fear, is Allah will accept or not? إِنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ. They want to really prepare the meeting between them and Allah. أُولَٰئِكَ يُسَارَعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ وَهُمْ لَهَا سَابِقُونَ. Those who are running to do good deed, and those who are sabiqun, those the early one. وَلَا نُكَلِّفُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. We did not give you what more than burden you. وَلَدَيْنَا كِتَابٌ. And we have a book. يَنْتِقُ بِالْحَقِّ. Say exactly what you're doing. وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And I will not oppress nobody. If you could continue, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, بَلْ قُلُوبُهُمْ فِي غَمْرَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا. But their heart is an illusion from what we're talking about. وَلَهُمْ أَعْمَالٌ مِّنْ دُونَ ذَلِكَ. And their action is different than the state of the heart. Tell me, believe me, wallahi, if you read Quran today and you have little bit of that of basira, wallahi, you will know who you are exactly, right away. You do not need a translator. You do not need a scholar. Right away you will know who you are. Because you will be belong to somebody. Like one person, he tell me, if you read Quran sincerely, you belong to somebody. You belong to somebody. And you have to know in Quran, you have to be one of three. You have no four in Quran. Either you are a believer, and if you are a believer, meaning you are busy doing the action of the believer. If you're not busy with the action of the believer, meaning you are in, وَلَعَيْزُ بِاللَّهِ the hypocrite. Or you are a disbeliever. And Allah continue. وَإِنَّكَ لَتَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. And you are invite them to the right path. وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ عَنِ الصِّرَاطِ لَنَاكِبُونَ. And those who do not believe in the hereafter, they are away from the Sirat. You see, today we have a big problem, my brother. Wallahi, we have a big problem. We said by our tongue we believe in Akhirah. By all our action is dunya. Our tongue said we are people of Akhirah. But all our action is dunya. Tell me, you translate.
What surah was it?
This surah al-Mu'minun. And look after that. وَلَوْ رَحِمْنَاهُمْ وَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِمْ مِنْ دُرٍ. And if we give them mercy, and we lift the torture from them, لَلَجُّوا فِي تُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. They will go back to their own stupidity and own blindness again. وَلَقَدْ أَخَدْنَاهُمْ بِالْعَذَابِ فَمَا اسْتَكَانُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ وَمَا يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. Are we crying to Allah daily now and say to Allah, save us? Now what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said after that? If you do not do tadarru to Allah, if you do not return to Allah, what Allah will do? حتى إذا فتحنا عليهم بابا من عذاب ذا عذاب شديد إذا هم فيه مبلسون. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after that he keep asking, قل لمن الأرض ومن فيها إن كنتم تعلمون. Say, what this earth belong to, if you know. They will say, لله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أفلا تذكرون. Did you not hear it? Did you not remember? I want you to think, because we're doing the opposite of this ayat. Oh, what's he going to do? We have to do something. This is a quality, go to Surah At-Taba, you will find this is a quality of the hypocrite. يحسبون كل صاحة عليهم. Every time they hear noise, oh, they coming, they will do. But Allah asks, قل من رب السماوات السبع ورب العرش العظيم. Who's the Lord of the earth and the sky and the throne? You would say Allah. Said, قل أفلا تتقون. Did you not fear Allah? قل من بيده ملكوت كل شيء وهو يجير ولا يجار عليه إن كنتم تعلمون. سيقولون لله قل فأنا تسحرون. You are almost like you are in sihr. You do not know what you're doing. This is what happening to us. بل آتيناهم بالحق. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. We come to them with the truth and they are a liar. And he keep going, going, going. If you read until the end of Surah Al-Mu'minun, you will get amazed. You will get amazing. Take it as a homework. An-Nur 46.
An-Nur
46. No, 46.
47.
63. Al-Furqan. 20,
27,
31, 43.
You said in the beginning, Al-Hajj, what's Al-Hajj in your favor?
1 to 5. Read Al-Hajj, all Al-Hajj, you'll get it, but read it very slowly. This is the first verse in jihad. The first verse in jihad in Mecca. فَلَا تُطْعِ الْكَافِرِينَ وَجَاهِدْهُمْ بِهِ جِهَادًا كَبِيرًا. Don't obey the disbeliever. And وَجَاهِدْهُمْ بِهِ, meaning the revelation. وَجَاهِدْهُمْ بِهِ جِهَادًا كَبِيرًا. And this is what Rasulullah did in Mecca. The jihad in Mecca was jihad with Quran, not with fighting. When the message completed with patience, generosity, kindness, everything, now Allah will ask you to migrate. This is a sequence. But we never did the first. And after that, Shu'ara 126 to 140. And 143 to 152.
153.
Yeah. If you read the last verses 198 to 209 in Surah Al-Shu'ara, you get amazing. Again, Allah, He has a sunnah. He sent messenger, He gives a message, everybody hear it, and people deny. After they deny, He sent torture, and He left it a little bit. People stay in their own sleeping. Second, will be another torture. And when the severe torture come, that's it. أَفَبِعَذَابِنَا يَسْتَعْجِلُونَ أَفَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ مَتَّعْنَاهُمْ سِنِينَ ثُمَّ جَاءَهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يُوعَدُونَ. Very clear messages if you really follow the Sunnah of Allah. And the Sunnah of Allah never change. Never. Never change. Now, what I want to share with you is one thing. If this is what I know, and I go back to my own sleeping, is this not dangerous? Is my habit and my custom now is not changing? Is this not dangerous? Because let me tell you honest to Allah, wallahi I'm scared. And I believe very soon I might have to run. Because I believe today the majority of us sleeping to the point we do not want to do any action. We want hear, we want listen, we want talk, but we do not want to do. I find people talking, but the same habit they have. Even today, you should be doing a lot of dhikr, a lot of crying, a lot of action. And even if you do not have any action and you do not do, just have the zeal. Sit down alone and cry to Allah and say, oh Allah, accept me, Allah. Don't make me among those who are ghafileen. Don't make me among those who are blind. Give me basira, ya Allah. But you see, why Allah will give you any one of this above when we are a liar? And our time is the same. Our routine is the same. I was amazing when George Bush and the mayor of New York, Giuliani, they said something so beautiful, but we do not understand it. He said, encourage them to go to their own routine. It's good to go to their own routine. Do you know why? This is how you slave people, routine. This is how shaitan works. Once you go to your own routine, you've finished. And you keep going to the cycle until the angel of death comes. It's the opposite of what Allah wants. Allah wants us not to have a routine of dunya. We have a routine of akhirah. By this way, if any one of us, which all of us, the majority of Muslims today, they have the routine of dunya, and they do not know how to even come out of routine. Do you know, I was watching, when this World Trade Center situation happened, it breaks the cycle. Once it breaks the cycle, it gives people time to think. It makes people say, oh God. It makes people go to the churches. Do you see it? It allows people to think, to rationale, to think about life. Wisdom starts coming in their own tongue. You hear very beautiful wisdom in them. Because their routine is broken. Because what shaitan want? What does Satan want? He wants us to go to the routine of want, building want. And before you know it, it's gone. And you have no time even to think. The only way to think to get out of the routine. Imagine we the one with the knowledge. We the one we know. But wonder what we're doing. Imagine what we're doing. We become a slave to the routine and we cannot get out and we do not want to get out. Wallahi, I swear by Allah. All you have to do is start crying to Allah. And tell Allah, oh Allah, don't make me slave to the routine. Don't make me slave to dunya, Allah. Make me slave to you, ya Allah. You know what happened? The moment you do that, Allah will test you. What you planning to do after the dua? You see, you cannot keep dua and tell me, oh brother, make dua for me. It doesn't work. After dua, Allah will test you. What you going to do? You have to follow it with some action. Once you follow it with some action, now you show Allah you are sincere. And now Allah will open for you little by little according to your sincerity, according to your zeal. If you really want to see it change, you have to do. You have to do change inside. And Allah will not change inside of you unless you really want. This is why I really tell you, we are in a state of lying. Big, deep lying. And we do not want to let it go. And it scares me. Because if we keep talking, listening, talking, but no action, no different. If you believe there is no different coming to your heart, you are in big trouble. Meaning you're not making effort. It has to be an effort. It has to be. By the will of Allah, now I know some of the sunnah of Allah. Allah, He wants action. Allah, He wants action. Believe me, today we have beautiful way to do. We have beautiful opportunity. Don't wait because you have the co-worker and do not want to talk to you. No. Just have a zeal in your heart. Allah will open for you. Yesterday I was in a... I don't remember, yesterday or the day before, I was in London, I met, and one young man came to me and told me, please, do you want detergent? And he won't give me a bottle of detergent. White young man. Still many very good people, but Allah will make you attracted to the good people if you're really looking for them, if you really want. You see, Allah, He makes the junction, not you. But Allah will make the junction if you really this is what you want. There's many, many beautiful things going on. Yesterday, one Japanese sister, she's a Muslim, she was talking to one professor, Japanese also, non-Muslim. They make a lot of program right now in the United States. Do you know what they do? They make a lot of program about what is going on, what is Islam, why America is doing that, why Muslim doing that. They really want to know. They said, we want to know. And one professor, he wrote down in a big newspaper in Japan, he said, Muslim is very close to us in many, many manner. We have to learn about these people. And we have to know what this message is all about. And they're making an effort by themselves, you're reporting by themselves to discover what about us. But let me tell you something. If they meet us, do we have the quality and zeal in our heart? Do we ready to show them? Do we ready to show them something? This is why I go back and I'm going back again. If we're ready and we have the quality, believe me, Allah will use us. This is why if you ask me again, we have to build the quality. And what quality coming after Iman and Yaqeen? And Iman and Yaqeen make an effort. Iman and Yaqeen do not come just by talking. No, no, you're dreaming. It comes by talking and doing together. And a lot of dua. I do not want to keep repeating myself. The topic today is wake up before it's too late. Really, wake up before it's too late. And don't wait for your wife and kids and everybody. It doesn't work. Just start by yourself. Yourself by itself is very powerful if you start by yourself. Don't worry about nobody. Just worry about yourself now. Because if you die tonight, you will be questioned about yourself, number one. By this way, if you fail by yourself, why you worry about others? This another is a routine of shaitan. Make you worry about others and you are neglecting your own self. Any question, any concern?
How do you start? Like, what is the first thing you do? Like, in terms of, you said sequence, everything is a sequence.
Yeah.
So, could you explain, like, the steps?
MashaAllah. If you ask me what is the sequence today, I tell you, honest to Allah, sequence would be different from different person to different person. Why? Each one of us has different disease. One is stuck with his wife. One is stuck with his husband. One is stuck with his kids. One is stuck with his business. One is stuck with his car. Meaning stuck, meaning your love, your attachment. If you have any attachment, you are a dreamer. Attachment has to be released. Once you release the attachment, you are fine. Okay, you should ask me now, what about if I'm so weak, I cannot get away from attachment? I tell you, first, get physically out of the attachment. First, get away from the attachment. And be alone for a few hours. Even in the parking lot, even in the park, in the masjid alone, mashallah, your masjid in here almost 80% of the time, 90% is empty. Come in here alone. It's been 1 hour, 2 hours. Just sit, cry to Allah. Said, oh Allah, you know my condition. Take the attachment away from my heart. Now, I promise you, if you sincere and you cry to Allah to take the attachment from your heart, the second thing will happen. Allah will put in your heart what to do. But what to do will be tough. Against your desire. If you do it, you pass. If you fail, Allah will snatch it away. And now you can be in a state of crying and nothing will happen. You see, Iman against his desire. For example, you have some account, you are scared about it. You have to spend from it. You have a car, you love it so much, you have to spend it. Sell it and buy something else.
How about the wife?
What about if your wife and kids just cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or your husband? I saw it. People is worshipping each other. Worshipping buildings. Worshipping a dog, a cat. You know?
But really? Actually, it could be everything there, but you can change yourself. Like, you can do everything you say, and like you even have to put like everything in really in your mind.
What do you mean?
I mean like the curve could be there and the earth could be there.
Sure.
Just put yourself on the side from these things.
But you see, putting yourself away, you cannot just say it by your tongue.
No, I mean by action too.
By action. And also during that, Allah will test you.
Yeah.
Allah will test you. All of a sudden, she might be nasty to you. Or she would be the opposite, she would be too sweet. Either way is a trial. If it's too nasty, is a trial. If it's too sweet, is a trial.
But why is trial if she's too sweet? So you give the message.
The point in here is, take the attachment away. Also, don't forget, any topic you talk about it a lot, it will come to your heart. Why the early people called, they said, say la ilaha illallah a lot. Say it even now. Go to even a mountain, go to a park, and just keep saying, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, and even keep waving, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Why? You really want to wake up. Because we never really engage as la ilaha illallah. Do you know who really did it? All the new Muslim. Because the new Muslim, they divorce their family. They divorce their mother and father. They divorce their culture. They divorce everything for Allah. They divorce it. They let it go. They free. I have yesterday a brother, I will not mention where he's from, and his wife is Japanese, new Muslim. And her face gets so red. And tell me, Imam Ahmed, I have a question for you. Is really true, Sister Aisha, is radiallahu anha, she fighting Ali ibn Abi Talib, and it was a big fight? I said, who tell you that? She said, my husband. And the husband was upset with the wife. And he tell me, she get anger all of the time over me. I ask her, and I know Japanese people, I ask her, is this true? She tell me, because he tell me many things, it make me anger. I said, what is it? She tell me many things about Aisha and many things about Islam is not right. I cannot take it. Imagine, a new Muslim, she has the zeal and the love of Allah, Rasulullah, and the companion, and her knowledge is minimum. And we are, our heart is so dead to the point when we hear it, the heart is not moving. Look at the difference. She can distinguish what is right, what is wrong, and she has no knowledge. Do you know why? The soul is pure. And we're ready to argue and make a mess in things even we do not know, and we dare even to put our nose in it. It's a fitna. It's a big fitna. I tell him, imagine we have a trial and we worry about the fight happen, even if it's happened. What is our deal with it now? Is this you will learn something from it now? It was a trial. And some of this knowledge is corrupted. Why you put your nose in it? All of a sudden now is a momentum? We cannot wash ourselves, we cannot make proper wudu and salah, and we worry about the history of Islam? Amazing. We are in big trial, and we can be trial more than that in any given time. Wonder what happened if the war started now, and many thousands of people get killed. Do you think American people will really look at you and be happy? You never know what will happen. Even one person, he said it. One reporter, a consulting, he said, American people have a way of doing things. When the president wants a war, they rally around him. Once the war started and the bodies start coming in bags, they will start questioning the president. Why we go through this war? What's the benefit behind it? Why are we doing it?
Because the people first, then.
You see, exactly. Now some people start doing that now. By this way you have many opposition. What I'm telling you as a Muslim now, I'm American Muslim living in America. If the situation gets rough, where the American people will diverted their heat and anger. And Muslim, because it's what you bubbled the people from the beginning. And why Allah will allow it to happen? Because we're sleepy and we do not want to wake up. By this way, be careful. The sunnah of Allah can happen. Who will save you? Nobody except Allah. Nobody except Allah. Nobody except Iman. Nobody except Yaqeen. Again, you see? And nobody except if you're really involved in da'wah day and night. Day and night. Start by your heart. Ache. You really want? Ache. I believe in Allah. If you ache and you love Allah and you love Rasulullah and you love Islam and you want to work for Allah, believe me, Allah will make you work for Him. But it takes time. It takes honesty. It takes sincerity. Cry to Allah. Allah is so kareem. Wallahi is so kareem. Believe me, you know, I do not want to say it, but I'm going to say it just to show you how Allah is kareem and how Allah works. 2 days ago, I get a phone call. A man, I never know him. I said, I was curious. Why are you calling me? He said, I want to make a report with you. I said, about what? He said, about the condition. I said, what about me? I have no names. There's many people with big names. You're doing it from home. You will not believe it. He's doing it for a Japanese firm to be aired in Japan television about what's happening in New York. And by the will of Allah, the meeting was yesterday, 7 o'clock. I know this sister, you know, in Japanese Muslim. I won't call her. I call her husband. I cannot get her husband. 5:15 or 5:12, between 5:12 and 5:15, the phone rang. Who's in the phone? She is. She never called me before. The first time she called me. I tell her, why you call me? She said, I want to ask you a question. I said, no. You do not call me to ask me a question. You call me because I want you. Now. I said, I want you to start coming right now. She told me, oh, by the way, I have a new sister who wants to embrace Islam, Japanese too. I said, okay, bring her. Come. They came. And the guy came. And he asked him question, and they give the answer by Japanese. It was so beautiful. And according to what they said, they're setting a program, and it will be air in Japan. Now imagine now, do you think in a moment I can organize something like this? Tell me.
If you want to do it by yourself, it's going to never happen.
If you even support, get all the money and support. Brother, wallahi, trust in Allah. Wallahi, all we need to trust in Allah. And believe in Allah. And have faith. And want and desire and desire. This all you need. If you have that, I believe you, Allah will accept you. Allah will open for you. I do not meet people. People get until me. By whom? By Allah. I'm scared. Believe me, I'm scared. I'm scared for myself and all the Muslims. From Allah, not from America. From Allah. Because I see it. If we keep sleeping, situation will be tough, very tough. Imagine now if we lose the jobs, we lose the money, and we're running in the street. Imagine, and you have no iman and yaqeen. How you look like. And you just left like Bosnian, the wife is slaughter, the kids is slaughter, and everything. This can happen anytime. All I tell you, please, my brother, this is a time to connect our heart to Allah, honestly. To cry to Allah and ask Him for sincerity and honesty. Men and women. Doesn't mean you are a woman, meaning you are, you know, out of the picture. No. The responsibility now completely male and female. Everybody is responsible. Alaykum as-salam. Okay, my brother? Any question, any concern? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah in what we're saying. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put acceptance in what we're saying. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use us for the deen of Allah. Allahumma salli ala al-habib al-mustafa. Allahumma salli ala al-habib al-mustafa. Allahumma salli ala al-habib al-mustafa. Salatan tamla khazain Allah nura. وتكون لنا وللمؤمنين فرجا وفرحا وسرورا. وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. اللهم يا بر يا رحيم، يا حنان يا منان، يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا علي يا عظيم، يا ودود يا ودود، يا غياث المسلمين، يا غياث المستغيثين، ويا مفرج كرب المكروبين، قد ترى مكاننا وتعلم حالنا، ولا يعلم أحد بحالنا إلا أنت يا رب العالمين، ولا مفرج لنا إلا أنت يا رب العالمين. فرج عنا وما نحن فيه وأمة الحبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم. باسمك الأعظم ورضوانك الأكبر وسلطانك القديم وعرشك العظيم الكريم وبيتك العتيق وبأسمائك الحسنى كلها التي نعلمها ولا نعلمها، يا بر يا رحيم، يا حنان يا منان، يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا فرد يا صمد، يا واحد يا أحد، يا من لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد، توفنا مسلمين وألحقنا بالصالحين. اللهم كن معنا ولا تكن علينا، انصر بنا ولا تنصر علينا، امكر لنا ولا تمكر علينا، أعزنا ولا تذلنا يا رب العالمين. ارفع غضبك وسخطك عنا وعن أمة الحبيب المصطفى يا رب العالمين. انزل رحمتك علينا يا رب العالمين. اعفو عنا وعن أمة الحبيب المصطفى. اعفو يا عفو، اعفو يا عفو، اعفو يا عفو، ارحم يا رحيم، اكرمنا يا كريم، اعزنا يا عزيز، يا جبار السماوات والأرض، اجبرنا يا رب، اجبرنا يا رب، اجبرنا يا رب، يا رب العالمين، يا رب العالمين، يا رب العالمين، يا حي يا قيوم، يا حي يا قيوم، برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. يا الله يا الله، دعوناك فاستجب لنا. يا مجيب يا مجيب يا مجيب، يا قريب يا قريب يا قريب، يا سميع يا بصير، يا شهيد يا ولي يا ولي، يا علي يا عظيم، يا وكيل يا وكيل، حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.